cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away out west to San Francisco. Look away, look away, look away down south to Sydney Harbour. When the talkers have organised the world's longest picket line. Technically this is an illegal strike. Never cross a picket line. But technically workers have no rights. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Never cross a picket line. Where workers' rights are enshrined and written. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away out west to San Diego. Look away, look away, look away out east to Barro Saka. Talkers have organized the world's longest picket line. The tourists have come, but there's no improvement. Never cross a picket line. Of the labour movement, never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away down south to Auckland City. Look away, look away, look away out west to old Vancouver. With the talkers you've organised the world's longest picket line. For the dockers who've realised you must never cross a picket line.
This is a public service announcement with guitar. We'll be right back.
All right, so that last song was Know Your Rights by The Clash off their 1982 album Combat Rock. And right before that, we had Never Cross a Picket Line by Billy Bragg off his 1989 The Internationale. That was just my little bit of protest music to start off the show. Now, we're going to be switching up the vibes. Like I kind of said earlier, we're doing a bit of a hodgepodge of stuff. So next we have a song by two really, 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 really incredible artists. David Byrne and Brian Eno, off their album they did together, I think it was 2008, Everything That Happens, Will Happens Today. And we got Strange Overtones. And then we're following that up by Blade. So stay tuned for that. The next three songs are going to be more electronic focused. Yeah, that's what's up. I have been listening to these three songs kind of on repeat, and since my first show, I thought, why not play them all? So, hope you enjoy these.
Change of key will let you out. from my skin, evaporated, now I'm gone in the wind. Something ended but nothing new did begin. I carry weight until my spine's giving in. My words, they didn't mean a thing. I was just trying to get in. You're looking for someone but I'm not here. What do you want from me? I'm just wondering. I've been to hell and back for 20 stacks. I keep on going till my vision's black. I'm lost and I'm not going back. And I got it packed, leave me, I don't wanna match. It's funny how they wanna act. Extra Gucci shade so I can see through that. Cut you in your throat and make you free at last. And they stalk me when I'm out, I gotta wear a mask. She gave me a love. I stay in the condo. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I'm the one you got chose. I stay in the condo.
I won't change for you. Can I see you soon? I've stayed up so many moons. I've been waiting for you. I don't know what to do. I want that darkness to take over from me too. Let the pain be true. Take it away from you. You disrespect SD, then they gon' sentence you. I'm with the drain, it's true. Think about draining you. Blood dripping on my Margiela shoes.
She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I'm the one you got chose, I stay in the condo.
She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I'm the one you got chose, I stay in the condo. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. The one you got chose, I stayed in the condos.
I mean, wow, what a song. That was Someone Great by LCD Sound System off of the 2007 album Sound of Silver. Before that, we had Love Note by Blade off of his second album Ever Since. He released that in 2016. It was just a few years after the Swedish scene started blowing up with Young Lean's 2002 Ginseng Strip. If you don't know much about Blade, he is a titan in the underground rap scene. He's really done a lot to kind of bridge, I guess more abstract electronic production with the underground sound. He has a lot of ambient stuff, and he's even released some indie and alternative albums. So I definitely check him out. He got his start in the punk scene in Stockholm, playing when he was just a little kid. There's some videos of him playing with Echo 2K, who's another member of his collective Drang Gang, from when they were ridiculously young, playing some stuff that's just absurd to hear. I definitely get, if you haven't checked out Blade, I'd definitely give him a listen. He can be a bit much to get into sometimes. I just wanted to make a little shout out. So last night I went to this show. It was really incredible. It was this band Tinfish. It super long set, and they're just playing banger after banger, and they have another show tonight. So if you're free, come by Tufts, the Crane Room, around, I believe it's 7, and Tinfish is going to be playing again, and a lot of other it's basically a lot of other Tim Fish's side projects also have shows tonight. There's a it's the Apple Jam Valentine show. If you didn't know, Apple Jam is the show organizing collective at Tufts University, and they do a lot of great work, play a lot of good music. So coming up next for you, we're gonna be switching the vibe a little bit again to some punkier stuff. So we're gonna start with Fugazi's Bad Mouth, and then play some Adolescence and Buzzcocks. On the topic of Blade's own punk career. So here is Bad Mouth by Fugazi. We'll be right back.
lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass eyes, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Alrighty, so that last song was What Do I Get by the Buzzcocks off of Singles Going Steady from 1979. Now, the one before that was Amoeba by Adolescents off of their self-titled album from 1980. Just playing a bit of punk and whatnot. What Do I Get? My cousin Shaney put that on a playlist they made for me called Punk for Bryce's Graduation when I graduated 8th grade in 2020. And that really cemented a lot of the punk that I ended up getting into in high school. And Shaney's dad, my Uncle Matt, used to open for Fugazi back in the day with his band Scram. Which is a little fun fact that I like to whip out. So the next, I'm not going to lie, the next, like, the rest of the show is just going to be music I stole from my dad. it's really frustrating because I'll be getting into this artist and, like, any artist, and I'll be like, oh, Dad, have you listened to this artist? Like, I think they're pretty cool. I think you'd like them. And he's like, I tried to put you on that 2 years ago. So that happened with MJ Lenderman and his band Wednesday. I put him on Geese, so there's a Geese song coming up. But then after that, it's just Wilco Replacement, Silver Jews, and which are all just bands he put me on. So shout out to my dad for essentially introducing me to all of the artists that the rest of the show is going to be playing. It's really frustrating that he's like more tapped into the indie scene than me, but I think it's fun. Whenever I'm playing a song and someone's like, oh yeah, I love this song, it's a great song, I said, I'll be like, you know who put me on this song? And they're like, was it your dad, Bryce? And I was like, yeah, it was my dad. So shout out to my dad for an incredible music taste. He came up here and we did a little show around Father's Day. That was really sweet. That was really sweet. So next we have Quarry by Wednesday, followed by Geese and MJ Lenderman. So yeah, enjoy.
The rain rotted house on the dead end of Bay Tree. Yeah. friend. When they busted in, they found that her house was a front for a mob thing. They pulled guns and cocaine from the drywall wrapped in newspaper. We gathered in the tall grass and watched them blink.
Thank you. she has to give. She gave me wings and I caught flight, and I think I might be knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door tonight. Knock, 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 knocking.
All right, so that last song was Knockin' by MJ Lenderman. That was, I believe it was on his most recent album, Manning Fireworks, but that was the single version. I don't know if they're different. But right before that was Cowboy Nudes by Geese. I mean, if you haven't heard about Geese, you must be living under a rock. That band is hot right now. They just got a Tiny Desk concert. We're on SNL. Really great. It's definitely great to hear some jammier elements in the modern indie scene. I think that's really, really fun and awesome. But that song, Knockin', I know very well. my dad played it in the car, and I just knew what the song was immediately from the first note, just because I listened to it so much. And I do have a PSA for you guys. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer camera with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message from the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I think that's... That PSA, even though it's very old, continues to be relevant to this day in our weird landscape of digital surveillance. But, yeah. Next, we have Pot Kettle Black by Wilco, followed by a song by Silver Juice and the Replacements. So stay tuned for that. This is probably the last you're hearing from me. So I'll see y'all. Baby, suck your thumb.
set her.